Do that. All right, let's go. Right, so hello everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. This is the Chitra Prayer Circle for Sunday, November 3rd. This is prayer circle number 13. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Let's get started. For those of you who are new, you can also join us regularly every week by joining us at alara.at/prayer. And when you do that, you'll be included in the prayer circle. You can also then submit your prayers to me in writing. You can also join the Facebook group. So if you would like to share your prayers in the Facebook group, awesome. That gives everybody a chance who's in there to also pray for you. But if you'd rather just send it to me personally, you can also do that, okay? Whatever works for you, we'll do that. And I do write the prayers in my book. And so as I was writing some in the past couple of days, it's like, it's just interesting. So thank you for taking the time to share your prayer with me, for trusting me in hearing your prayer. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. So how's everybody doing today? Does everybody have their water? We're going to charge it up later. Okay. So have some water handy as well that we can charge up. All right, everyone. Let's get started. So take a deep breath. Be in your heart space. Be in your body the best you can. And I'm just going to move myself here so that I don't. There we go. So yeah, just be in your heart space. Let's start off by, we're going to do, you know, some breathing, some connecting, expanding out, and then we'll get into the actual prayer, okay? All right, everyone, so just be in your heart space. Breathe in through your nose to count to four. Breathe out to count to four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And out. Good. Just be in your heart space. Now call forth unconditional love to yourself. From all of the universe, from your higher self, your I Am Presence, from the Spirit, Creator, God, Source, from your support team. Just call forth unconditional love and light to yourself. And allow yourself to see, feel, hear, know, perceive, and receive all that unconditional love and light filling you up, lighting you up. Take a deep breath. Now call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all times, spaces, dimensions, and realities through every aspect of you. Just call back all of your own energy. And again, allow yourself to see, feel, hear, know, perceive, and receive it. Good. And take a moment and let go and release any energy that is not yours. All the stories that you've got as yours that don't serve you, that don't empower you anymore. Let them all go. All the stories that limit you, keep you small. Let them all go to source, to spirit, to creator, to God, to be redistributed. Awesome. And now take a moment and push down all the walls and barriers that may be up around you. Push them all down. The ones that you know of, the ones that you don't. Just have the intention of pushing them down. And you might even want to physically push them down all around you, okay? Good. Now let's connect in to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. So imagine, well, let's do waterfall cleanse first, right? So imagine you're standing under a rainbow crystal clear waterfall. You're in a beautiful sacred space, a sacred garden, beautiful abundant garden. And now you're standing under this beautiful crystal clear rainbow waterfall. And just allow, as the water comes down the front and back and left and right side of your body, just allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to let go. And again, let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day. All the anxieties, worries, and stresses of the day, let them all go into the water to be healed, cleared, and transmuted. And let those rainbow-filled water droplets do their magic and fill you up with love and light. Allow those rainbow-filled water droplets to replenish you, re-energize you, reinvigorate you, to heal, cleanse, clear, and align your energy field and aura, your mind, body, and soul. Okay, take a deep breath. And now let's connect in to the heart chakra of Mother Earth, the crystalline core of Gaia. So imagine now that this rainbow waterfall is being transformed into a pillar of light, a rainbow pillar of love and light. And this rainbow pillar of light is also like a healing chamber. So have the intention of slowly descending down this pillar of light. And as you do, receive the healing, receive the light, receive the love. Receive the higher frequencies, energies, and vibrations. So as you descend down, 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 down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, into the crystalline core of Gaia, continue to receive. Good. As you connect in, as you tap into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, take a moment, take a deep breath, and offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness to Mother Earth, this beautiful planet and her team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And be open to receiving. Receive energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth and her team of unconditional love, of blessings, of support, strength, and vitality, of healing and wisdom, nurturing and nourishment, resources, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Take a deep breath and receive, and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Now let's connect into the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun. So just ascend upwards in this chamber of love and light, this rainbow light chamber, this pillar of love, pillar of light, pillar of healing, higher vibrations. Ascend all the way up, 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 up. All the way up and into the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun. As you connect in, as you tap in, take a moment again and offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Creator, Source, Spirit, God, Universe, to your higher self, your I Am Presence, your support team, to the Great Central Sun. And now receive. Receive unconditional love and blessings, peace, bliss, oneness, joy and happiness, healing and well-being, knowing and wisdom, connection and support, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. So allow yourself to receive for the rest of the day. Good, now come back to your heart space. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in. The city, the state or province, keep breathing, keep expanding out. The country, the continent, as big as this planet and beyond. And so now as we get into our prayers, just take a moment, be in your heart space and bring to mind, bring to your awareness something that you're grateful for, something that makes you feel good, that lights you up, that brings you joy. And this could be, you know, my children, right? My husband, my puppy. It could be the time when I was in New York City in Central Park with my husband when we first met physically. That was a wonderful time, and I'm so grateful. It could be the time when we went to Capri last year, and it was just a beautiful experience. Whatever it is that brings you joy, brings you lightness, and brings you to that state of appreciation and gratitude. Okay, so just be in that for a moment. Could be any of those things or something else, whatever it is. So now just imagine that in front of you, there's a golden white sparkling ball of light. And this ball of light is the container for our prayers. Okay, so I'd like you to imagine now this ball of light is in front of you, but it's also in front of every other single person who is praying, whether it's now or later, whether it's live or on the recording. But just imagine right now this ball of light, this golden white sparkling ball of light in front of you, and fill it up with that energy of gratitude, of appreciation, of joy, of happiness. Fill it up first with that. Just from your heart space, send that energy of appreciation and love and gratitude into this ball of light. Send your unconditional love and blessings. And as you do this, you'll notice that you start to feel lighter And at the same time, you'll notice that this ball of light in front of you starts to become more vibrant, more full of life, more full of energy. Okay, so just continue to fill it up. Good. And now bring to mind, bring to your awareness your prayer. What is your prayer for you? Or it might be for somebody else, but what is your prayer? Okay, add that prayer now into this ball of light. So I'm not going to read any of the prayers out, but I'm going to share just perhaps some of the names or some of the main themes that people are asking for, right? So we're going to include all of these as well. There are, you know, everyone that's already written in, all your prayers are automatically in this ball of light. Everybody who's in the prayer circle in the Facebook group or who's in the prayer circle, your prayers and your names are also included already in this ball of light. But I just want to emphasize again for some people who may be new, and also for all of us to pray, not just for ourselves, but for everybody who's praying, okay? So we're going to include some of the prayers for Sharon, for Sherry, for Jackie, for Kimberly and Maria, Caroline, Gabriella, and Paige, and Sally, and Lynette, for Julia, Yvonne, Julie, and Ida, and Mandy, for Barbara, Eileen, for Adriana, and Gary, for Camille, for Lisa, for Destiny, for G, and Rose, and Reshma, Karina, Jennifer, for Danielle, for Lisa, for Carol, Catherine, for Lynn, for Elena, for Stacy, for Sally, SJ, for Darla, Layla, Adelina, and Cindy, and Lisa. Sometimes there's more than one person with the same name. For Martha, and Georgie, and Barb, and Susie, and Joan, and Kathy, and Pat, and Patricia. For all of you, all of the names I've already said and the ones who I haven't, for Anne, Charlene, Barbara, Patty, Maggie, Thelma. And for some of you, you've been asking for abundance. For some of you, you're asking for healing, physical healing, mental healing, for depression and anxiety. Some of you are asking to meet the love of your life, your soulmate. Some of you are praying for ease, just ease in your life, to have a greater connection with spirit. Some of you are asking for better sleep, right? For freedom, for sovereignty, for physical and emotional healing, for a new place to live, right? A new safe place to live, to be connected to your inner knowing and pure love. Some of you are asking prayers for your loved ones, for your friends, for your family, Some of you are asking for a new job or a better job. What else? What else are you asking for? For peace, for stability and support. For children, that they have more, less anxiety, right? And are more surrounded with confidence, you know? All that and more connection to creator. Promotions, healing for your loved ones, and so on and so on and so on. So all that and more, we ask. We ask spirit, we ask creator, we ask our higher selves so that we may have that and whatever else we desire, whatever else that we have not even asked, but, you know, we truly wish for. We ask that all of our dreams, wishes, and desires come true, come to fruition in the easiest and best way possible with ease and grace. We ask for wisdom. We ask that we remember to be grateful every day. There's always something to be grateful for. And we ask that we feel that connection with spirit, with creator, that we know that we are never separate, we're always connected. But let us embrace that, let us experience that even more fully. And let us experience harmony in all of our relationships, including our relationship with ourselves. Let us experience greater abundance, greater financial prosperity, more vitality, and greater physical health. Give us the understanding that we require. And help us to take the next steps. Help us to be patient with ourselves and with the universe. But know that what we ask for is coming to fruition. Know that what we ask for is coming to be because we deserve it. We are deserving. We are worthy. We are abundant. We are abundant, and so we ask that we may experience that abundance more. We are loved, and so we ask that we may experience that, to be loved and to love. And we ask also that all the fires in California right now that are raging, we ask that the firefighters have the strength and the vitality to contain the fires. And we ask that these fires come to completion quickly and easily, and that people are not displaced, animals are not displaced. But not our will, that the highest will be done. For all that we ask that the highest will be done. Not from our limited mind, our limited knowing, but from spirit, the creator. Creator knows what is required. Creator knows our hearts and what is in our heart. So let us receive. Let us receive Creator's blessings, Spirit's blessings. So continue to add your unconditional love and blessings right now. to this ball of light. And we are so grateful. We are so, so grateful. We are so thankful that our prayers are being answered, that we are being supported, that we are loved, that our prayers are being heard. We are being heard. We are being acknowledged. We are so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we release this ball of light that's filled with our prayers, filled with our gratitude, filled with our unconditional love and blessings. We release it to the universe. We release it to spirit, to creator, God, source. And as we release it, we let go of the attachment of when and how. As we release it, we come back to our heart spaces. Be in your heart now and just receive for a moment some higher dimensional healing energies, frequencies, and vibrations from me and my team to fill you up even more. Unconditional love and blessings, healing and wisdom, abundance and prosperity. Allow yourself to receive, receive, receive. Now let's take a moment and charge up the water. Good, awesome, thank you. All right, so come back to your heart space. Continue to stay in this expanded state of gratitude, of peace, of well-being. Of the confidence and the knowing that we are connected, that we are loved, that we are worthy. We are deserving of all that we are asking for and more, better than what we can even imagine. Okay, so just be in your heart space, take a deep breath. Bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down now and back to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Come back up to your heart space. Be in your body, be in your seat, be in your space, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers. And open your eyes when you're ready. Okay, how's everybody doing? Awesome. So continue to receive for the rest of the day. Continue to be in this state of gratitude and appreciation. Make sure you drink your water. Okay. All right. So if you haven't sent me your prayers, or if you are not a part of the prayer circle, you can go to alara.at/prayer to join, to sign up. We do these prayer circles every week at this time. This was number 13. All right, so thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love. and blessings always. Bye for now. Have a great day.